Shay Almott is here with us from the Avon, or I should say from the Avon Lake Public Library. How are you?
That's right. Hi, gentlemen. I'm doing really well. I'm excited to talk about the booking and cooking with you. So
I'm anxious to hear about all the details. This is going down on Wednesday. It sounds like an absolute blast. What are the details of booking and cooking?
Well, first of all, you have to come hungry, so that's like a prerequisite. So I think you guys probably
makes it. We're always hungry. Yeah,
that's right.
It's the way it works around here.
And the cooking's not necessarily a prerequisite; just the willingness to try. But this is coming up on Wednesday, December the 20th, and we have that program from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Avon Lake Public Library. And one of the things it's really kind of a cookbook club is really what it comes down to. But we just ask people come, and we give everyone a theme, actually, every month. So this month, of course, with the, Christmas and Hanukkah and all the other holidays mm-hmm. going on, this is called our Heavenly Holiday Desserts, theme this week. So it is all about desserts. So if you like sweets, this could be right up your alley.
It seems like a fantastic theme to me. I'll say that.
Yes.
Just come with a fork. You're good.
No. The entree just goes straight to dessert. I'm a big fan.
Gets an A+ in my
indeed.
Book.
I think for some people, that's the way they live. Just eat dessert first, right? So, really just the biggest thing is you bring a dessert. So you don't even have to get one of our cookbooks or any of your just pick a dessert recipe that you like. Bake it up or however that you do it, or maybe do a no-bake dessert. And then we want you to bring your recipe, and we ask you to just share it with the group. Huh. Talk about what you liked about the recipe. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it sour, sweet? Who this might appeal to, why it appealed to you. And then basically everyone has plates and forks that we provide, and you pretty much just dig into the desserts, and discussion ensues after that. So
that's a win-win for everybody involved. That's fantastic.
So. That's right. So, yeah, we're really excited. And, the other thing, too, is a lot of people, we want to encourage them to check out our cookbooks. And we have a pretty vast collection of cookbooks. So you can do everything from desserts, to barbecue and vegan or vegetarian, whatever you want. But even that goes along with desserts. We do have actually, for example, vegetarian and vegan type desserts that you can make if you're looking like that specific. But then we have good old-fashioned comfort food kind of desserts, and you can get cookbooks like that as well. So the big thing is just, come, talk, socialize, and check out more cookbooks for the next month's cooking club. So
very cool stuff. See, I love that idea, too, because everybody's in that joyful holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, you might get that secret recipe that you've been looking for really deliver that knockout punch. See, with desserts is stressed, spelled backwards. There's a reason for that. And they always say, save the best for last, right?
There you go.
And that's why desserts are eaten last. I mean, this sounds fantastic. So how many people typically come to an event like this?
Actually, these are one of our most popular programs.
I would imagine.
We have about 24 people, give or take, that show up on a monthly basis. And, just bring all their, the food with them, and everyone enjoys it. In the past, we've done vegetable recipes that we ask people to bring. We also did one on celebrity chefs, so you get any kind of celebrity chef recipe that you are aware of and bring that. That's kind of fun to discuss about with other people. And, of course, we did a whole fabulous fall, which, again, more comfort food, sort of leading into the heavenly holiday desserts. So.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So you did say the themes change from month to month, so you get something new every time you step in there. Huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, for Valentine's Day, I'm sure we'll be doing something sweet. And I believe, actually, we have coming up, in the wintertime, we'll be doing soups. Ooh. So those are a big thing. Yeah, soups are pretty no fail. Like, that's hard to mess up.
That's
you
a good
just
point.
Start throwing stuff into broth, and you're kind of good, right?
Yeah. So one of my specialties, open up the can, pour it in the thing, and heat it up. That's how I do it.
Well, you said that you weren't much. You were kind of an out-of-the-box guy.
Yeah, that's exactly
Here's
how I
the
go.
Thing. You know what? I have an aunt who says recipes are just merely a suggestion.
Sure.
So she does stuff from the box all the time. She just starts putting other stuff in there, and then brings it to holiday meals, and we're all guinea pigs, but usually it ends up pretty good. So
I like it. It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
See, I love that method too. You're right. Soups are typically at their core pretty basic, right?
Yeah.
You throw some stuff into a bowl, you bring it to a boil, and then you just wait for the finished product. I like how that works. Now, I've got to ask, you guys have something on Wednesday night called the Food Addicts Anonymous event. These don't necessarily go hand in hand, I know, because they're at different times of the day, but what is the Food Addicts Anonymous event?
Well, that's probably more geared, or it is geared, more towards people who are maybe looking to cook a little bit healthier.
Okay.
It's also sort of a support group, actually, at kind of its core. But I know a lot of the people that are attending that type of event are there to really support one another. But again, there's a lot of sharing of, you know, good healthy ways of mm-hmm. recipes, you know, fixing those. And then also, of course, a lot of our members like to go to the park that's right behind us and go walking. So talk about food and support one another about it and get recipes for healthy stuff and go walk for a while. So,
well, and there are some similarities in there, just because I think when you take the power and you take the initiative to cook for yourself, mm-hmm. you realize how you could put your own twist on some of these things, and you can make it healthier too, because somebody else is preparing a meal for you, you're kind of at their mercy of whatever they decide to do. But, I mean, in order to eat healthier, sometimes you've got to cook things yourself to see what exactly is going into your food. So,
well, there is. Yeah, I think that you're right. There's no better way than to have that kind of control over your food and then experiment. And hopefully, too, with our our cookbook club. So if people were to come to that and also this other group, you know, the nice thing is you can discuss sort of what's worked well for you or what's tasted good or what other spices or seasoning that you've, you know, added in to make it healthy but still taste good.
Understood. That's again important. We're talking with Shay Allman of the Avon Public Library. Shay, I feel like we could spend the next 30 minutes talking about booking and cooking. That sounds fantastic. But as the calendars get set to turn to a brand new year, I know you guys have a lot of new, exciting programs coming up. One of the first things that you've got on the calendar in 2018, right after the holidays, is the Winter Reading Challenge. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is really important. So most of the time, libraries are associated with what's called Summer Reading Club, and that's during usually June, July, August time of the year, that when kids are out of school, they kind of have this lull in reading and taking in all the information, and their reading skills tend to kind of slide by the wayside. And so Summer Reading Club helps to try to alleviate that impact from kids losing that skill. Well, sort of the same thing over the winter. And so we want to still encourage kids and families to read more, read together. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, the other thing is in the winter, don't you always kind of think about getting a good book and cozying mm-hmm. up by the fire and under a blanket and some hot chocolate? That's like the perfect time. Like, what better time to do this? So the really cool thing is we want to encourage kids to do that. And by doing so, we actually are having them pick up a winter reading log. And this way they can log all of their reading that they do over the winter months. And then each time that they are in their reading log, so when they return it, what we're doing is we're putting Legos together, if this makes sense. So basically, the more kids who read, the more Lego pieces we have, and the larger Lego sculpture or building, I guess, we're going to build. And so our goal every year is to see just how high we can get that Lego building up before it topples over. Hopefully it won't topple over, but basically, yeah, we just need lots of people and lots of kids to get out there and read. And the more hours we have, the bigger and higher it goes.
Very cool stuff. So you need kids to read to get more Lego pieces to make something even cooler at the end of the day. I like that too, because not only does it encourage the individual to get involved, it also encourages those individuals to encourage other individuals mm-hmm. to get involved, so you can have a lot more fun and get a lot more creative with those Legos.
That's right. And the other thing, too, is because we seem to be talking about food, also when they return. I know, right? So the other thing is once kids complete their reading log, Applebee's is also going to offer them a little treat.
Nice.
Okay,
so
nice.
So that's not a bad gig if you can get it, right? And all it takes is a little bit of time each day or part of their week to read, and they get, you know, something good at the end.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, I know you guys have a lot of other programs coming up in January and into the new year as well. What other kinds of programs can you tell us about that will kickstart next month?
Well, one of the big programs that we're going to have is we're going to have an All Shook Up, a day of Elvis Presley.
Oh, the king.
That's right. Some people know or don't know, maybe. If you don't, January 8th is actually Elvis's birthday. So we are taking it upon ourselves to do a little celebration time at the library by kicking that off. We're going to be playing Elvis music all day. We also will have a, a life-size Elvis there to take an Elvis selfie with, if you would like.
Nice.
Yeah, right? And then we're also going to be watching live streaming video from Graceland because they have all day activities to celebrate his birthday. So we'll be having a birthday cake too.
Nice.
That we'll be sharing with everybody. And then also the kids can color their own Velvet Elvis coloring page. How cool is that, right? And then we also will have a Elvis inspired basket of goodies so that you can channel the king after our big long day celebration of all things Elvis Presley. So that's one of the things we're doing.
Very cool. See, I kind of feel like with Elvis, you're right. I feel like our generation, you know, we didn't really get to experience him because he died, I believe, in 1977, mm-hmm. right?
Somewhere in there.
So,
yeah.
so it's been a while. Like my dad was a big Elvis
was
guy.
He really?
Was a huge
yeah.
Elvis guy. He actually saw him play at the Richfield Coliseum.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
my mom
cool.
and dad went to see him at the Richfield Coliseum, and that was one of my dad's coolest moments that he got to see Elvis play. But you mentioned you're going to have a cool Elvis basket of goodies. What goes into this Elvis basket of goodies? Because, see, with Elvis, he had like a weird peanut butter thing, right? Like a peanut butter banana.
Yeah, that's
actually, we're going to have peanut butter and bread and bananas there. So
go.
If you want to make your own Elvis sandwich.
That was
see,
his meal,
did you
right?
notice there's a theme with a lot of food at the library?
Yes,
there's
that,
a lot of
I
eating
like it,
going
though.
On.
That's my kind of place.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, we'll actually have some of those. And some of the things that are going to be in there, we're going to have a jar of peanut butter and a loaf of bread
cool.
and some bananas so you can take them home. But we also have some very cool Elvis shades. When you think of Elvis, like Gold LeMay Elvis, think of that
nice.
Kind of era. And then we have, of course, some books on Elvis and some music of Elvis. So, and a couple other little things in there. But yeah, that's kind of what we're going for. Just something kind of fun for the whole family to come out and experience and kick off the winter season, you know?
I like that too because, you know, again, for some of the parents, it's a trip down memory lane
mm-hmm.
because they get to go listen to some Elvis music, read some Elvis books, and it's almost like a transition, too. They get a chance to share some of those memories with their kids because mm-hmm. for the kids, like I was just our generation, that's a total learning experience because we didn't really get a chance to witness Elvis. He was gone before we were born, but for the even younger kids, mm-hmm. it's a real cool learning experience, too. So I think in that environment, too, that's something pretty cool to capture, to see that shared as you see one generation passing some of that information down to another.
Yeah, no, that's part of why we, you know, are doing it. It's, you know, we are having fun and we're kind of saying some, you know, kind of funny things that are tend to be... you know, again, that peanut butter and banana and stuff like that. But, you know, kids don't know that, but there are references, you know, even now that sometimes they don't get. And this way they can, you know, they can kind of get that. And again, it's just a fun family experience. Again, cross-generational, you know, I think it's one of those things, even when the younger ones, and I have kids who they'll hear some songs, like an Elvis song, and they'll go, oh, I know that song. And I'll think, oh, gosh, that was done way before you were even, you know, thought about and stuff, but they know it, and so they know that sound, so it's kind of neat to make those connections for them.
Sure.
About
that's,
him, so.
That's the beauty of him. I always feel he kind of gets a bad moniker, kind of a joke type thing, but in the end, I mean, he did have some really great music out there, and some really good gospel music as well.
Well, yeah, no, and you know, I was down in Nashville, actually, mm-hmm. and had a chance to go and see the studio that he actually recorded his first, you know, record at. It's pretty cool kind of being seeing that history and knowing that, you know, he really was the king of rock and he changed things and how, you know, when he was on Ed Sullivan mm-hmm. and they would only videotape him, you know, they would only tape him from the waist up because he was doing this crazy stuff called gyrating in front of the camera. I mean, think about it now and how people dance and what they do now. But at that time, how groundbreaking he was. And that's really, you know, again, kind of that educational piece that throughout the day we'll be injecting stuff like that as well throughout there. And again, bringing a lot of the books about him out for people to look and check out or buy, you know, different books about him. So
that's really cool. I mean, you guys have everything for everyone. As I look through here, you brought your schedule of things to come, and there's everything from a job fair for teens to mm-hmm. Pokemon for the kids who want to play Pokemon to technology for adults. So how do you guys come up with sort of the idea for some of these programs you have going on?
You know, sometimes these are inspired by things that are maybe we see on TV, for example, like we're having Bigfoot, a whole program about Bigfoot,
nice.
Sasquatch. And it's really cool because Mark McWorth is from Columbia Station. He's a local guy. But what's really awesome is, you know, he is one of the head guys who puts on one of the largest Bigfoot conferences in the United States. And our own Ohio Bigfoot conference is pretty huge. And so it was sort of, you know, like for some of us, it was watching TV and seeing what's popular mm-hmm. on the networks. And there are a lot of squatcher shows out there. So sometimes that's, you know, what we do. But like we have something called A Matter of Balance. We have a lot of seniors that come to the library. And so something like that, that is an eight-week nationally recognized program to help people reduce their risk of falling. This is like the fourth time we'd offered it. And I was already told actually today, don't promote this because we already are like halfway full. I mean, you know, this program guide just came out last week, and the fact that we're already halfway full on that program. So, you know, we know that we're reaching some of the population that we need to. And then again, we have a lot of, you mentioned job stuff. So mm-hmm. we have jobs for teens. We also are working with Ohio Means Jobs of Loring County to help get people back to work. And so we're working with their Elyria location to bring some of those things over to Avon Lake wow. For those individuals who might need it. And then we also actually have an entrepreneurial type business connection networking group that we're starting as well, because we know there's those type of businesses. So, you know, it's all about getting people and, you know, back to work or maybe helping to create more jobs. We're just trying to see where, you know, the trends are, and not just Avon Lake, but what else people need here in Loring County and would be interested in. So we really just, you know, and sometimes it's just crazy ideas that we're like, you know, how about we have kids talk to dogs? We're like, that's a great idea. So we have our Pause to Read program, like you said, that one's for kids. And that is just a really cool way for people, or I should say children, to come in and read to an animal who will not talk back or say, you know, you pronounce that wrong or whatever. It's just a really relaxed environment with dogs who have been especially trained to come and sit with kids and listen to them read.
That's a great idea.
So, yeah. So very it's cool. A little bit of everything, I guess. There's not one answer. Just sometimes we're inspired, and sometimes we just want to try something.
That's all right. Experimental is a good way to go. Yeah. No question about it. Well, Shay, before we cut you loose here, for our listeners out there right now who are wondering where they can go to see the schedule of events for the new year, to see what kinds of cool, new, exciting programs you guys have coming up, where can they go to get that information?
This is pretty easy. They just need to go to our, they can go to our website at ALPL.org, or if they are looking for us on Facebook and Twitter and we're on Pinterest, they can look for Avon Lake Public Library and just check out. We have schedules up there and activities and our hours and more. So, yeah, just stop by and check us out.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in studio. We appreciate you coming in. Matt and I might have to take the show on the road on Wednesday for that booking and cooking. That sounds like
a lot of
fun. I was
going to say there's food, guys. We'll feed you no matter what. So
nice. Sounds like a good time. Shay, thank you again.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Have a good day.
That is Shay Almont with the Avon Lake Public Library.